Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend some time talking about our elementary reading summer camps. And my very special guest on the program is Mr. Ron Moss. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
Mr. Moss is our elementary supervisor and wears many hats. And today we want to talk about reading. We know that is very foundational to learning other subjects, even math. You know, if you can't read and understand problems, sometimes you can't answer them. So it's very, very foundational. So which summer camp you want to talk about first?
Oh, we'll start with first and second grade.
First and second grade. So tell us where that's located, and then talk to us a little bit about, you know, why students are invited to that location.
The first and second grade summer camp will be located at North Canton Elementary School. We'll let parents know really quick. Transportation will be provided to all of the summer camps from the students' home school.
Right.
And students are invited to attend the reading camp because, you know, the state wants students to be on grade level in reading by the end of third grade. So what we do in our summer program in first and second grade is really work to try to get kids moving forward so that by the end of third grade they are reading on grade level.
Right, and we have a lot of success with that. We certainly wouldn't call it 100%, but we have a lot of students who are proficient, and then we'll talk a little bit more in a second about the outcomes that we have with students who are a little lagging behind during the summer camps.
Right.
So with the first and second grade camp at North Canton Elementary, let's talk about the type of instruction that students will be receiving.
Okay, what we do a little bit differently in our first and second grade camp from our third grade camp is the instructional focus is really on those, it's on comprehension, teaching kids how to comprehend a text. But we're also focusing some of our instruction or a good deal of our instruction on those early emergent reading skills. You know, knowing the alphabet, being able to name letters, knowing that two letters put together make a particular sound.
O is oo.
Right.
Like zoo.
Right.
Or boo or
right.
Whatever.
And all of that is fundamental to a child being able to read a text smoothly enough that by the time they're finished reading, they've been able to think about what they've read and comprehend the text.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we do in that summer camp is we do tie in a focus on nonfiction reading. We use the Seeds of Science. And last year the kids were able to create soil samples with earthworms, and they spent 2 weeks watching how the earthworms made the soil better.
Right.
And then they went back and read books about it.
Right.
You know, it was, and that's what makes it campy. You know,
right.
Gives it the camp feel.
And just to finish that notion and finish talking about first and second grade, what's the day look like? You know,
okay.
The kid comes in, what's the day
right.
look like?
They come in, student they get off the bus. Yes. They get off the bus, they have breakfast. After breakfast, they go right to class. First thing, a group will be with the teacher focused on those early reading skills. Another group will be with the teacher doing comprehension, and then they'll flip-flop that group of kids. Then they'll take a break, have a snack. They come back in, and they really dig into those Seeds of Science activities, reading the books that are going to prepare them for the activity, and then engaging in that science.
Right. And we've learned here in Haywood County that nonfiction-based historical-based, mathematical-based in reading, scientific-based in reading, really helps students later on
right.
with things like high school science scores, ACT, things like that.
Right.
And then the last thing with the first and second grade camp are outcomes for the campers.
Right. The goal is that we're going to have all or most of our kids move on to second grade or third grade with the foundational skills they need to be successful. And last year we had roughly 70% of our students in that first and second grade camp do exactly that.
Yeah, that's above and beyond the ones who are automatically
right.
Transitioned to the next grade level.
Right.
Okay. So you already mentioned the third grade camp. That's the other one. So let's talk about you know, its location and why students are invited to that particular location. This is a little different.
Yes, it is. Okay, the third grade summer camp will be offered at Clyde Elementary School. The purpose of the third grade camp is a little different from the first and second grade camp because the goal here is to get kids proficient on grade level by the end of the summer camp. Otherwise, based on state law, students will either be placed in a transitional class in fourth grade and continue to get, they'll be taught the fourth grade curriculum, but they'll continue to be given assessments
for third grade reading proficiency.
For third grade reading proficiency, mm-hmm. so that they can demonstrate that.
Right.
And then there'll be other third graders who may not have completed summer camp who go on to fourth grade, but we're still tracking them to ensure that they're making that progress over fourth grade too.
Okay. So the focus of instruction is just a little different for the third grade camp?
Yes,
so
mainly what we're doing, you know, by the time kids get to the third grade reading camp, many of them don't have those gaps in the early emergent reading skills. Mm-hmm. Some still do.
They can decode words and
right.
say words.
Right.
Comprehension's another thing.
Right. It's just the comprehension that's mm-hmm. an issue.
Right.
Now, for those kids that still have those issues, we're focused on that instruction. But mainly the instruction during the course of the day is focused on comprehension, teaching kids to use reading strategies to help them comprehend a text. We also, in the third grade camp, use the Seeds of Science again to tie in the nonfiction, and kids are doing science experiments. Creating chemicals and mixtures and, you know, things like that that excite the kids and make it, again, kind of a camp feel.
Yeah, the thing that I would say to listeners to the podcast or the radio program is don't be convinced that a child can read if they can sit with a text in front of them and call the words. What they're doing there is sometimes very proficiently decoding mm-hmm. and calling the words. Read the greater part of reading is being able to describe what has occurred in the text and maybe even use higher level understanding to predict what might occur next,
right.
or talk about how that relates to normal life.
Right.
So that's why it's very, very important in most of our assessments. I hope I don't run us over on time, but most of our assessments to enter into college and even workplace skills are about deep comprehension, not just being able to decode.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So quickly, I've used up some of our time there. Again, let's talk about the day and what that might look like and the outcomes that we have seen in the third grade camp.
Okay. Again, you know, it's more focused on comprehension. The difference between first and second grade and third grade camp too is once the kids meet the benchmark that the state has set, they can go home. They don't have to be there the whole time.
And a lot of them do.
Right, a lot of them do go home.
Right.
And in terms of outcomes, you know, we've had a very successful summer program for the last, you know, three summers. Last year, we had roughly 82% of the kids who attended the third grade summer reading camp show proficiency by the end of the camp. And those that didn't, a good number of those were proficient by the November deadline in fourth grade to be promoted to fourth grade.
Right.
So
really beneficial for students who have struggled with reading.
Right, absolutely.
And we have just a few seconds left, so let's talk about the dates.
Yes. For the students, summer school will start on Thursday, June the 15th, and it will end on Friday, July the 7th.
Okay. I appreciate your work and the work of our teachers and other folks, so we do really well academically.
And if I could say, we do hire the best teachers.
Yeah.
Those that have proven results to teach our summer school classes.
That's right.
So
if you see a teacher at summer school, you're knowing they're really good. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.